and every Jewish community had a quota to fill. And if the quota was not filled, so then there were various methods of making sure it would be filled. One method is that the leaders of the community, their families would be taken, or that they would be exiled to Siberia, which in many cases was certain death, or that the entire town would be exiled, destroyed, and the Jews would be exiled. Draconian measures, so that you put the authority and the establishment of the Jewish people in that town in a dilemma from which there was no escape. Let us imagine our community of Muncie. If the decree is that you have to deliver 300 children, which 300? How will you choose the 300? So there were certain communities that chose them by lot. As terrible as that sounds. There were other communities that sent the sick and the infirm, the orphans, the children of the poor, those who had no defense. And there arose within the Jewish community an underworld of gangsters who were called choppers, who were kidnappers, and who would kidnap children off the street to fill the quota. So that if a parent sent a child to cheder in the morning, he was not sure, he or she was not sure that the child would return home at night. And Jews did this. The wealthy Jews in town, even if their children were taken, would bribe the Russian officials to get their children out. And the Russian officials always were corrupt. But the poor people had no way out. And therefore, the division within the Jewish community between the poor and the wealthy was no longer just a question of money. It was a question of blood. Now, I want you to remember that most of the establishment people were observant religious people. And that therefore, in the hatred that would develop against the people who ran the community, by those poor families whose children were taken away, would come a hatred of the hypocrisy exhibited, and eventually a hatred of the religion itself. If you want to know where it comes from, if you go to Israel today, for instance, you'll hear, you read the secular press, or you hear some of the statements that they make, which are absolutely worse than any Arab or Nazi propaganda about religious Jews. You have to know that it comes from somewhere. It didn't come now. It's a sore that festers for 150, 160 years. And it comes from the terrible circumstances of this decree, in which there could be not only no winners, there could be no justice. Many great rabbis resigned their positions and left town because they could not bear to watch it. Many great rabbis were driven from the town because they spoke up against the injustices being done. And many just remained quiet. It's impossible for us to judge, but the portrayal of the situation alone should imprint upon us the horror. The rate of suicide among the Jewish children that were taken was almost 60%, because they would not convert to become, when from the moment their service, the moment they were taken away, they were forced to attend Russian Orthodox services. Many were baptized forcibly. We have records of an entire battalion of 650 Jews who went willingly to the baptism, but they said they want to be baptized.